If you want to get the most out of your web designer and get the most value for money from them, the trick is not to over-specify what it is you want. I've had clients before that have handed me wireframes where everything is laid out and they're saying they want things here and this there and that there and all the rest of it. And actually, although I could do that for them, they're not really getting full value for money out of me. A better approach is to provide me with a list. A list of things that have to go on any particular page, and to prioritise that list according to what you feel is the most important or least important. But even with that, make sure it's open for discussion, and you and the designer can discuss those priorities, and the designer can ask you questions about why you've prioritised things the way you have. That way, the designer can then go away with your prioritised list, and he can use whatever techniques he feels is best for achieving the kind of visual hierarchy you're looking for. Now, it might be that he lays it out in a very similar way than you would have if you used a wireframe, or if you'd created a wireframe. However, he might do it completely differently. He might use colour as a way of drawing attention to specific elements or movement. And so, don't always expect the designer to approach the problem in exactly the same way. Sometimes their experience of working on other websites has taught them different approaches that will set your website apart from the crowd. So get the most money worth out of your designer. Don't over specify what they should be providing to you.